We've all seen commercials where an old piece of footage, or maybe an actor who's no longer alive, is in a more modern-day setting. The technology to allow filmmakers and others in the entertainment world to use actors who are not actually on set is improving quickly. But with that comes a number of ethical questions. To help sort them out, I'm joined by Todd Richman, director of Mixed Reality Lab and Studio at the USC Institute for Creative Technologies. And Todd, first off, how do producers make this happen?
Now what we're starting to see is that we're moving into what I call the post-evidence era of life. It started with Photoshop. It's been amplified by fake news. And we're at a tipping point to where now algorithms can basically create and recreate people and make them do and say things that they never did. And it's getting better and better. And we're on the cusp of it being imperceptible to the end user.
Now, when you say getting better and better, I mean, I assume you mean technically getting better and better.
Well, I think the technology is getting stronger and more robust, but I think from an end user perspective, that sort of the uncanny valley effect of like Polar Express is one of the canonical examples, that the characters didn't look really lifelike, but they didn't really look animated. So it's in this abyss of creepy. You're starting to see that these CGI and synthetic characters are getting to the point where they're being believable.
I would imagine from a movie-making perspective, this would be enormously helpful, for example, in the unfortunate incident that an actor dies during filming. You can continue to have them in the film even though they're not able to actually act in it.
That happened in Fast and Furious 7. Our labs had scanned Paul Walker, and unfortunately he died in a car crash. With a combination of the scanning data and then his brother, they were able to finish filming of the movie. But then that begs a lot of questions for the future on where is this technology really heading?
Yeah, I'm wondering about that because I would imagine that if you are scanning an actor in all sorts of different lighting and other circumstances, they're aware of it, they've signed off on it, they're probably okay with it. I'm wondering at what point and perhaps in what kind of role or what kind of dialogue they might be in a later film might they have problems with or they wouldn't have signed up for, but you have their virtual image so you can still use them.
So that's part of it, which is who has control over my scan. But I'm looking even beyond that to remix culture and sampling. So say that you've got a scan of Brad Pitt and you've got another scan of George Clooney, and I combine those and I make George Pitt. Well, it's not really either of those actors. I've created a new composite actor. And I can procedurally generate animations, and I can create a hybrid audio. At that point, who owns what, and what is that really? And we're getting to a point, and there was a great line in the movie The Player, where the lead character talks about the fact that, getting rid of the writers is great. If we could just get rid of these actors, we might be onto something. But we really are moving towards that point, and then that also can be done for the music and the sound effects and even the screenwriting.
That's interesting because when you talk about automation and loss of jobs potentially down the road, acting is not one of those industries you often hear talked about.
Correct. And neither is screenwriting and neither is composing. But all of those things could go away.
So do you think then that at some point actors are going to say, okay, I'm not interested in submitting to this scan, because I want to make sure that if you want me in a movie, you actually have to hire me and pay me and have me on a set to act.
I think that'll be an interesting dynamic. I think there will be some who will opt out. I think there will be others who insist on certain types of legal control.
I'm thinking about some of the potential, maybe unintended consequences of this. And it seems like, and maybe, you know, not being in the movie industry, maybe there's less of a difference than it seems to me. But it seems to me there's a difference between, let's say, George Clooney being virtually in a movie that maybe the real George Clooney would have said, no thanks, I'm not interested in. But there's another issue where perhaps a virtual George Clooney is, let's say, recording a commercial for a political candidate that the real George Clooney would find abhorrent. I'm wondering if, you know, you could take it to, you know, maybe somebody appearing in a commercial, you know, endorsing a product that the real actor would not necessarily endorse, you know, if it were not a virtual or use of a scan or something like that. Are these the kinds of conversations that you're hearing people talk about sort of down the line, potential uses that the actors or actresses themselves are not really okay with?
I think there are some conversations, but this isn't on a lot of people's radar. It's starting to be. The last Star Wars really pushed that when Peter Cushing was essentially done virtually. But I'm less worried about the entertainment industry. I'm more worried about what if somebody makes a virtual Donald Trump saying that they are going to bomb Germany, and it gets passed around in social media, and now you have people reacting to that.
On the technical side, is there any way to try to mitigate that or make it at least harder for people with malicious intent to take something like that and use it for their bad purposes?
Everybody's talking about digital watermarking, and digital watermarking works right up until the time that somebody cracks the digital watermark. I'm looking at this saying, I don't think that there's going to be a technological solution for this. I think, to me, it's more of a social engineering solution and getting people back to this idea of thinking critically about information, where it comes from, and whether or not there might be veracity to it.
Todd Richmond is director of Mixed Reality Lab and Studio at the USC Institute for Creative Technologies, and you are listening to the show.